5 and mostly sunny, cooler on Tuesday with highs around 40. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 WGCH.
Hi, this is Sid Mark with more of the March sounds of Frank Sinatra and the Legend Continues from March of 1940 with Tommy Dorsey to Come Swing With Me, March of 1962, Billy May. On to Columbia, Axel Stordahl, and in between, Then and Again. This week's Sounds of Sinatra. My name is Sid Mark, and you're invited.
This Sunday evening from 5 till 7 on 1490 WGCH.
WGCH 1490.
Way up to the clouds, away from the maddening crowds. We can sing in the glow of a star that I know of, where lovers enjoy peace of mind. Let us leave the confusion and all this illusion behind. Just like birds of a feather, a rainbow together we'll find. Volare. Oh, e cantare, oh, no wonder my happy heart sings, your love has given me wings.
Penso che io sogno così non ritorni mai più. Mi dipinge con le mani e la faccia di blu. Poi d'improvviso tenido dal veretto rapito e incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito. Volare, oh, oh. Andare, oh, nel blu dipinto di blu, e chi dice di stare lassù? E volavo, volavo, venice un'alte del sole con coro più su, mentre molto pian piano sparivo lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonare soltanto per me. Volare, oh, oh, e cantare, oh, oh, no wonder my happy heart sings, your love has given me wings. Nel blu dipinto di blu, venite di stare lassù.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies are blue and clouds are white. The bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful.
Mr. Dean Martin with Volare, Mr. Louis Armstrong with What a Wonderful World. Now, excuse me. Oh my gosh, excuse me. This song reminds me of someone very, very close to me, but Bridget's on hold, and I'm not going to say, but she's going to know exactly. And Luz Pisano. Luz Pisano was talking about my dad. Oh, I just gave it away. Last week. My father used to go on stage and sing this.
Louis, darling.
I just gave it away.
So nice to have you back where you
bring back so many, so many wonderful, wonderful
you
memories.
You looking swell, darling. I can't tell.
Oh my gosh.
You still growing, you still
can't.
Growing,
you still I can't play the whole song, not this week. Not a good week for this. But anyway, that reminds me of my dad on stage, Trinity Catholic, St. Cecilia's, St. Morris's, all the time. Let's go right to the phone to get my dear friend Bridget and see what she says. Hi, Bridge.
Hey, Mayor. How are you?
Good, honey. How are you?
Well, one place you forgot is when you were driving down your road when we were in high school and your dad would have it blasting from the speakers off the side of the house. That was even funnier.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. You could hear it all the way out to Newfield Avenue.
Well, he originally put those speakers in for Christmas.
Yeah,
but
he used them all the time.
But, Bruce, the neighbors used to complain at 3 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Eve.
I know one neighbor who did.
Oh, here you go. Yes, you do. And then he decided, why not use them all the time?
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me.
All right.
So, hi, Bridge.
Hi, Mayor. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
Last week, I was on the radio, and we spoke about the St. Patrick's festivities at the Hibernian Hall.
Right.
And I just wanted to reiterate for those who didn't listen last week, we'd love to have a big crowd, and we did very well in Parade Day, even with the weather. We had a lot of people come out, a lot of dancers, a lot of bands came through the hall.
Good.
Everyone had a really good time, so I was happy about that. As you know, I've been laid up, and I haven't been able to participate, but I am organizing everything.
And how is your knee?
My knee's better. Yeah,
better?
Much better. I'm moving along slowly. I still don't go into crowds, but hopefully by next Sunday I'll go to the hall, at least for the dinner at night.
Good. Good, Bridget.
Yeah, I'm doing very well.
Good, thank God.
So anyway, on Sunday, March 17th, it's our big Irish day and St. Patrick's Day, and we have a 10 a.m. Mass at St. John's Church on Atlantic Street, the Basilica, which is beautiful. We have a big procession in with all of our members that participate with their banners and flags and so forth.
Uh-huh.
That's always very
beautiful,
emotional. My brother Tom is the vocalist, so those who know Tommy will...
Oh.
Get to hear him sing at the church.
That'll just move you in and of itself.
Oh, yeah. Then what we do is the police department's very helpful to us in Stanford, and they block off parts of Atlantic Street, Bell Street, and Washington Boulevard, and we march, all of us, over to the government center. We go down Bell Street and across Washington Boulevard. We'll go into the lobby of the government center, and the mayor or his appointee last year, he couldn't make it, and he had Matt Kionis be the speaker, and they do some speeches, and we're honoring Billy Kuba, and Mary Kelly this year for all of their good works at the Hibernian Hall. They are honorees, which I was very lucky to receive this honor 2 years ago, and my mother received it 3 years ago. It's a very big thing.
Yes, Bridget. We were there at church, and it was so much to be proud of, very moving.
Yeah, it's very nice to have all these cultural things that have gone on for years and years, and we don't miss a step with it. So it's very important to carry on your culture and your nationality and so forth in your communities. Immediately following after the Hibernian Hall, Tommy will be there also, my brother, to sing the Irish anthem and the American national anthem while they raise the two flags in front of the government center.
Moving.
And we go over to the Hibernian Hall, and there'll be Irish bread, tea, and coffee, and a full lunch will be served, Irish lunch with corned beef and cabbage and potatoes. There is a fee for that, but it's not too much. This caterer is handling that, so I'm not really sure of the price, but it's a lunch pricing. And then at night, and then we'll have Irish music, Irish dancers all day, and no speeches or anything like that. It's just a nice day for families to come, grab a table. The kids can come and play. They dance on the floor to the musicians and so forth. The dancers are coming in at 1:30, and the musicians, the musician upstairs will be there from 12 to 3, I believe it is, 12 to 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. And then at 5 o'clock, we'll have our big Irish dinner buffet, which will include a codfish, a shepherd's pie, corned beef and cabbage, Irish stew, bread, salads, vegetables. And that is $35 per person. And we are RSVPing to Aggie, and her number is 203-662-9751. And this is a cash bar that evening. Anyone is welcome, the Irish, the Italians, the Germans, anybody who wants to come, everyone is welcome. Bring your friends, your neighbors, your families.
Everyone's Irish.
Yeah, make a reservation for the dinner portion. Of course, downstairs will be just the bar, and there's no music downstairs at night, but there will be, John McGovern will be playing upstairs, and he's very well known to the Irish community, but he does, regular music too, but so he'll have a mixture of music. And this year, we're very honored to have Tom Gallagher sponsoring John McGovern, which was very nice of Tom. Tom Gallagher is from Thomas M. Gallagher Home on Chapin Avenue, and we try to support our members and their businesses. So we'd like to thank Tom for sponsoring our musicians for the night of St. Patrick's Day. Email is GallagherFuneralHome.com or Tom@GallagherFuneralHome.com. His phone number is 203-359-9999. And we'd also like to mention that Tom is going to be one of the Dancing with the Stars this year.
I just saw him, Bridget. I just
Did
saw
you?
Him the other night, and he said he's having the time of his life. I said, Tom, just enjoy it, smile, have a great time, because it goes by so fast. But he said, I am enjoying every second of this.
Well,
so he's very excited.
I'm glad he is. He'll be very good. I can't wait to see him. And I want people to support him also. You know, they can call in and vote for him so he can get a vote, make a $5, $10, $20 donation, whatever you can, to Curtain Call. And I believe, Mayor, what's the date of the Dancing with Stars?
May 19th, is it?
19th, that sounds right. Yeah, at the Palace Theater again. And if you can come out and support Tom, we'd really appreciate it. He does a lot for the community. And like I said, he is our sponsor for John McGovern this year, and we're very happy to have him.
He's great. They have a lot of good dancers this year. Tommy's great.
Yeah. I'm really happy for him. I actually went in and I voted and pledged a little money for him. I hope my members of the club did, too.
So that's good. That's great.
He's been very active with our club. He's been president of the men's. I believe he was president and vice president of the board, and he's always there to help out with any activities we have. He's been a very good member. And I believe that his father, if I remember correctly, might have been a grand marshal one year of the parade. Years ago.
Bridget, it's May 18th. May 18th.
Oh, May 18th is Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah,
Yeah, so that'll be a fun night.
I think Leo P. Gallagher, his father, was a Grand Marshal one year.
Yeah, I believe he was, maybe when you were involved in all that.
I think so.
Yeah, and that's another wonderful man who gave so much back to the community.
Right, good man.
Well, I just wanted to touch base on all that stuff. Again, Mary, if you want to make reservations for the dinner at the Hibernian Hall on Sunday, March 17th, $35 per person for the dinner, and it's RSVP to Aggie at 203-662-9751. And if you see Tom Gallagher, give him a big hug and thank him for helping us out with our music that night.
Yeah, that's big. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great, Bridget. So you will be at the festivities, Bridget, next Sunday?
Yeah. 2 weeks? I hope to be there. I may be driven from place to place instead of walking or marching, but I definitely want to be there for most of it.
That's nice. And then you'll be at the dinner at the Hibernians that night?
Yeah, I'll probably take a break in the midday and come home and then go back.
Good, Bridge. Good, good, good. Well, this is exciting.
Yeah, it's
And, you know, St. Patrick's Day. Would you say it again?
Every year it's exciting.
It's exciting. And at St. Patrick's Day, everyone's Irish.
Hey, and I didn't mention that our dancers for St. Patrick's Day are Anna Karam dancers, and that's the John Lydon, Megan Slocum. They're the ones that organized that group of dancers.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, they'll be in both times. They'll be in, like I said, at 1:30, and they'll be in again at 7:30 at night.
So do John's daughters, Anne and Mary, do they dance?
Oh, this is another John Lydon.
Oh, excuse me, okay.
Another John Lydon. It's funny, we have two of them.
Isn't that, I thought you meant the lawyer.
Yeah, no. This is another one. This one, he used to be partners with Kathy Cummings' daughter. I don't know.
Okay.
If he's still involved or not, I'm not sure.
Casey.
Casey, yes.
Her daughter, Casey, yes.
They've been around a long time. They're very good.
Okay, so it's going to be great food, great entertainment, and great people.
That's right.
Be a lot of fun.
Yep.
Okay, Bridget, God
all
bless
right,
you.
Mayor.
God bless you for all the work you do, not this year, but every year. This year, especially with your knee replacement, but every year you do such a tremendous job, Bridget.
Well, this year, as long as I have my recliner and my ice pack, I can sit here and do anything.
I think that's great. Good for you.
Oh, gosh. Okay, Mira. Well, thank you very much for having me on. And
love you.
Have a great day.
Love you, honey.
Okay, love you, too.
Talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Bridget. Bye-bye. Okay. That's Bridget. Again, I have all the information. If anyone needs the phone numbers or whatever, that's for next Sunday, St. Patrick's Day here in, it's going to be in Stamford, Connecticut, Hibernian Hall. I'm Marianne DeLuca, Melillo DeFelice. Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into my show. Well, I'm going to take a quick break. And then we're going to come back and talk to my husband, Steve, with a couple of recipes. So we're at 1490WGCH.com and 1490WGCH.com anywhere.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
A winter weather advisory is in effect from 4 a.m. until 9 a.m. on Sunday. Mostly sunny today, 40 to 45. Light snow and sleet developing after midnight tonight, mixing with rain towards morning. With lows 30 to 35. Snow and sleet accumulations accoding to an inch. Any mixed precipitation, changing terrain during the morning tomorrow with highs around 40 degrees. Mostly sunny, a breezy day on Monday around 45, and mostly sunny, cooler on Tuesday with highs around 40. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 WGCH.
This is Margaret Walsh of Greenwich Library. Greenwich Library is pleased to offer the Musicians from Marlborough in concert in the Cole Auditorium. Now in its 54th season, Musicians from Marlborough, the touring extension of the Marlborough Music Festival in Vermont, is noted not only for their joyous and thoroughly prepared performances, but also for offering valuable touring experience to artists at the beginning of their careers. They also feature programs of unusual as well as beloved chamber repertoire. The Washington Post describes the touring group as so fresh and full-blooded, so full of earthy vitality and sheer sensual pleasure that it made you happy to be alive. And according to the Chicago Sun-Times, the secret is a sense of joy, apparent from the very first note. This performance will feature works by Haydn, Purcell, Britten, and Dvorak. The concert will be held on Sunday, March 17th at 4 p.m. Please call 622-7910 for more information. I'm Margaret Walsh of Greenwich Library on 1490 WGCH.
Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Mr. Frankie Valli, Mr. Frankie Castelluccio, The Four Seasons. Love that song. Can't take my eyes off of you. Right now we're going to go to the phones because I have my husband on the phone and he's going to do... Just brings me right back to the 60s, you know? Okay, we're going to go right to the phone here. My husband, Steve DeFelice, going to give us a couple of recipes. Hi, hon.
Honey.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Doing good, thank you.
That's good.
Everything's good with you?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Good, good, good. So what are we cooking today, Steve? What's in the kitchen?
We are doing... I got to go to my Marianne folder. Hold on.
No, I don't have a folder. Impressed. Very impressed.
We got two recipes today.
Okay.
How's that?
Great.
We got filet of sole francese. And my favorite, smothered beef short ribs. Wow.
Well, that sounds delicious. Filet of sole francese, that's nice for this time of year, too, being Lent. Ash Wednesday and all that.
Oh, yeah, you need seafood. That's right. That's correct. Hey, I did something right for a change,
imagine,
huh?
Imagine. Excuse me. Excuse me. Oh, my gosh, today. Come on. So what are we cooking first, hon?
Well, I could honestly say, let's do this. Let's go right to the filet of sole francese.
Okay. Love it. We have a filet of sole last night.
Oh, wow. Nice country, America.
Mommy cooked a nice filet of sole. Okay. Mommy cooked. I'm you know, she's a little older, and I'm not. I should be cooking. But, you know, it's not the same when I cook it. It's just, it tastes so much better when Mommy makes it, you know?
You better believe it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we're cooking filet of sole francese.
All right, so ingredients I would start off with. The preparation is only, like, 5 minutes. The prep it, and 5 minutes to cook it. So it's really quick.
Okay.
And if I use 3 fillets of sole, either the gray sole or the lemon sole, some people like the gray sole better than the lemon sole better than the gray. But to me, it doesn't matter because with all these ingredients, you couldn't tell the difference.
So you're cooking 3 pieces of filet of sole?
Yeah, 3 pieces of filet of sole.
But what are you going to do with that?
Either the gray sole or the lemon sole.
But, hon, what are 3 pieces?
I mean, 3 fillets.
Yeah, but that's enough for me.
Well, you double it. Just double it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to intrude. Sorry. We'll take 9 pieces of filet of sole.
Some people have pasta with their filet of sole.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What do I know?
I'm sorry. Okay. Not
and a salad, but what do I know?
Okay.
All right? So,
okay.
This is a recipe for 3 fillets. You want to double it. You want to triple it, depending on how many people you got to feed.
Okay.
I would then mix 3 eggs, 6 tablespoons of grated Romano cheese, freshly ground black pepper, 1/3 cup of flour, 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter. You want to melt that. 1/2 cup of dry white wine and 1 lemon, the juice of 1 lemon. So you want to twist that or squeeze it. And then the most important ingredient, about 2 to 3 tablespoons of chopped fresh flat Italian parsley. Okay. In a medium sized bowl, you want to whisk the eggs, the cheese,
okay,
the ground pepper,
mm-hmm,
all the ingredients I just had a list of. Like a, and then you need like a rectangular, yeah, like those Pyrex baking dishes are pretty good. Then you want to add the flour in a second Pyrex dish. So you egg it, you flour.